How's everybody doing today? I'm super fantastic. No, it was a good day today, especially off of coming off of yesterday, where we did something a little different for the first time in my career. We kind of split the teams and made sure we got more reps, and today brought them back together as one group. You know, I think it's it was really a good way to practice, you know, on Tuesday, and so guys could get more reps, and today to bring them back together, I think it was kind of a shock to the system on Tuesday, and today we winded them back down, and the guys have really responded, and they've done a tremendous job. It's just so exciting to get the players all out there on the field and practicing together and getting the feel for what your team looks like and what your team potentially could be in certain spots and places. And I think we've had two good days. We have another day to finish off phase three, you know, the start of phase three. And I think the guys are working hard, and that's what you want, you know. So, again, the guys have done everything I've asked. We're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we don't need to be right now. But we need to work at it and pay attention to detail and be accountable to each other and make sure guys are doing the right things and coach them the way we know we have to in order to get them where we need to get them to be. And I think our guys understand there's a tall challenge ahead. But we're starting at the bottom. We're going to climb our way to the top, and we're just going to keep putting our head down and grinding through. Okay? What do we have today?
Is one of the assistants in charge of plugging in Al Saunders every night so
they
don't run out of energy?
No, that's just kind of who Al is. Al is, he's all the way, you know, every practice, that's who Al Saunders is. And our players, our receivers, as you can see, there's some guys in that group that are really growing and getting better, and I think it's because of his tutelage and his ability to relate and get guys to play hard and understand what they need to do. And, again, I think you see some guys emerging and getting better every day in every practice. So that's good.
Hey, does RG3 has some accuracy issues throwing the ball?
No. RG3 don't have any accuracy issues. No, he doesn't. Defense sometimes in the right spot. You know, when you're playing in a – as we play in a no-huddle offense, you know, sometimes we say things and the team knows exactly where the ball is going. You hear it enough. You know, so no, I don't get that feeling. Can we do some things better? Yes, he can. I think we all can. I think every quarterback can. But I don't think he has accuracy problems.
Are you talking about some of the things that he can get better? What were some of the things in those situations that you were trying to instruct with Robert, just in terms of how he was handling some of the things out there, at least today?
All that is just communication. I mean, that's learning. I mean, a lot of these guys hadn't played in this offense that we as a staff has put together. So they're learning. I mean, again, this is day two of the OTA program, you know, and we have a long way to go. So there's still a lot of new and foreign words to our guys, and they will pick them up as they go. And, again, it's how you communicate things. That's all that all the quarterbacks, I think, today, and I think our whole offensive unit is different for them. So, again, we'll get them to where they need to be. But, again, like I said, for day two of putting in as much stuff as we've put in on these guys, I think they've done a really good job.
What do you remember about, and it was 4 or 5 years ago, for your time with Desmond Bryant in Oakland, mm-hmm. and how have you seen, obviously you've played against him, coordinated against him here with the Browns, your time with him and the player he's kind of evolved into?
Well, I think he's really grown. You know, he's more mature than what he was when I had him in Oakland. You know, he was really starting to become a really good football player. And I think, obviously, coming here for him was probably the height of his career, you know, where all of a sudden he started making a lot of money and having an opportunity to really be the guy. You know, the defensive line he played with, there was a lot of other superstars, and so he learned from those guys. And now he's kind of the elder statesman amongst that group with some other guys, and so now he's trying to show those other guys the way. And, again, I think he's done an outstanding job. I think he's headed for a big year this year. And he's doing the things that our defensive staff is asking him to do.
When you say maturity, just typical young guy stuff? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, I just think everybody, when you're new into the National Football League, you're coming from, you know, a really prestigious school, there's a lot to learn. You know, I think that's on any player. And so not that he handled things wrong. I mean, he did exactly what I asked him to do when I was there before. But, again, you said where is he at from then till now. I see a more mature player who's a lot calmer, you know, who knows how to play this game, who knows the process of getting ready to play this game, and he works at it every day.
When you talk about your offense, is it more complicated than other offenses in the league where you're asking guys to understand stuff?
I don't know if it is. You know, I'm sure everybody has different phases, you know, of that they play and different tempos that they play in. You know, we just asked our guys to do things that we think it's going to take to win, you know, and so we just do it each and every day and we get good at it. I don't think our offense is any harder than any others, but I think there's a different terminology that we use than what they've probably been accustomed to here in the past. So I think that takes time, you know, and that's not going to happen overnight. But I see our guys growing by leaps and bounds each and every time we walk out there because, again, we put a little more and a little more and a little more, and we'll keep asking for more as we go through it because I think we have to give it all to them so when we get ready to pare it down to when we get ready to play, they truly understand what's expected.
Hardline make a nice rolling.
I'm sorry?
Was it hard for you to part with a couple of your rookies for these practices to not have Cody and Corey and...
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, but they had a good day before they left. You know, they had a good day under their belt. And, you know, this is an NFL time for them. It's a rule. It's something that all the young men have to do. So, I mean, we've all been through this before, so I think we get it and understand this is something that's mandatory for them. So they go, and, you know, they're part of the rookie premiere, and we get it. But we'll get them back, and they'll hit the ground running again.
Make a nice rolling catch. From the standpoint, we haven't heard you talk about him. You know, he emerged in the slot last year as a functional player. How are you seeing him now? How would you project his
role? I just see a bunch of guys competing, you know. And, again, like I said, it's so early. I mean, I know sometimes everybody think, you know, you put a guy out here at this point or this point that this is this guy's position. I don't look at it that way. I just think those guys are going to earn the right to play on this football team, all of them. You know, and Hartline's a pro. You know, he's been through it. He's had success. He knows how to play. And there's something to that. But at the same time, he knows each and every day he's got to go out and compete because everybody's trying to win a spot. And to me, that's what it's truly all about. It's about competing, and it's about earning a right to be a part of this football team.
Can you discuss some of the things that you specifically are looking for in terms of assessing where a quarterback's level of recognition is in the pocket, even at this stage, just things that you're looking for to instruct for the next practice, mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go back and watch the tape, you know, because we do a lot of situational things. And then we'll see, you know, if from a footwork progression, getting the protection right, you know, if those things are done correctly. And if they're not, we'll make the adjustments, and I want to understand why they're not, you know, and then we kind of go from there. But it's all-encompassing. There's a lot of things, you know, I think we all know that goes into playing quarterback, and there's a lot of pressure on those guys. Those guys are making sure everybody's lined up correctly. Those guys are making sure a snap count. Then there's a play they have to deal with, and then there's a rush that's coming at them, and then they got to deliver the ball accurately. And so there's a lot of things that we have to look at. So it's not just one thing, you know. This is not just roll the ball out there, just throw it to that guy over there. There's more to it than that. And so we have a ways to go, but I see a lot of progress that has been made from the quarterback position, you know, not just Robert, but Josh, and so Austin and Connor and Cody when he practiced the other day. So everybody's at different levels. My job is to get them all up to speed, to give them the best opportunity to compete, you know, as hard as they can, as well as they can. And that's what Pep and myself will do. And those guys, they take the challenge each and every day, and they go out there to lead the unit when they get their opportunities, and they got to make the most of it.
Where is Joe Hayden at? And I mean, how's he been progressing? Where's he at?
He's done an outstanding job. You know, he's walking in a shoe now. You know, so that boot's gone. He's not riding on that little trolley thing anymore. So I'm excited for him. You know, but he's worked extremely hard. As I said from day one, you know, Joe can't wait to get back out there with the guys. But he is. I think he's progressing well. There's still no timetable, but I think he's getting there, and he's going to be there hopefully sooner than what we all thought, because again, the mind is something that's special, you know. And a guy really wants to be out there. He works extremely hard, and I think that's where he wants to be. So I think he'll be out there sooner rather than later.
What have you learned about the McCown that you couldn't have known from not having been around him until now?
From who?
McCown.
That he's a pro. You know, he's a pro. I mean, the guy's played for as many years as he's played. I mean, the guy knows how to play the game. I get that, you know, and he does too. And so he's done a good job, you know, and he's handled himself the way you expect a professional to handle himself. And every day he goes out there to work his tail off to have a chance to be on this football team. And again, he'll be the first to tell you, nothing's given. You know, everything's earned. you know, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's on the practice field, whether it's in the weight room. You know, so we're working, and that's all I'm concerned about right now. I know everybody wants us to, I mean, sometimes I feel like we all want us to cut the team and make decision who's on the 53. We don't play a game for a long time. So I get to evaluate these guys in the toughest conditions because I'm going to put them in all kind of different situations to find out about them all, what they can do and what they can't do and what I know I can trust. And what they know they can trust. So it goes both ways, but we'll get there. But it's way too soon to be worried about some of the things that I think sometimes we're concerned about, talking about you all, because it's just too soon. I mean, you practice, you have two OTA practices. You know, there's still seven more to go. So we'll get there. Maybe by the end of it, ask me these great questions and I'll have some answers for you, but I promise you I won't anytime soon.
The follow on him is, how do you regard the fact he's going on 37?
He doesn't look like he's going on 37. Do I look like I'm going on 50-something? You know? I mean, he doesn't look like that. I mean, he takes care of himself, and he works extremely hard, and he's taking care of his body, you know, for a guy to play as long as he has. I mean, he's figured it out, what it takes, you know, to be out there year in and year out. And, I mean, he's a tremendous pro. I mean, again, you just said a guy that's going on 37 years old still competing with these young guys, that tells you a lot, you know. God's been good to him.
What was the attraction with why did you guys bring in Alvin Bailey? What was the thinking on him, and how has he, you know, looked in the short time he's been here?
He's done well. I mean, he's another guy who's played in a high level. Was at Seattle and done a tremendous job for them, played left tackle, played right tackle, you know, can play guard. He has versatility. And so, you know, we're giving him an opportunity because he was a guy that was out there, and it was a position of need for us. And, again, he has a lot of the characteristics that we want in a tackle. And he's done a good job thus far. I mean, again, this is a new environment for him, playing an entirely different system. You know, this is not just zone right, zone left, where he came from and where that's what they did, and they did a great job of it. But he has that, but he also learned that there's a lot of other different ways of running the ball. And so I think he's a guy that is a tough guy and wants to do well. So we're going to give him an opportunity to see if he can do it.
How big of an unknown is Terrell Pryor? And what have you seen out of him? I mean, he's made a couple plays today. I know you had an exchange with him. But how big of an unknown, and what have you seen out of him at the receiving position?
Well, obviously, he's flashed. I mean, he's flashed the last several days. He really has. I mean, he's taken coaching, you know, from the best areas in Al Saunders and Bob Saunders, you know. And then I think, you know, he kind of knows the system. He's been around it a little bit, you know. So he knows what to expect, what to do, what not to do. And the biggest thing, I think, what he's done is he's settled down and understand this is really what I want to do, and I want to be good at it. And I'm athletic enough to do it. You know, what's my why? Why do I want to do this? Do I want to be great at this? Because my challenge to each and every one of these guys is to be great at what you do, not just be, you know, average. You know, it's to be great. And so he's working at it, and I think we all see it. I mean, I think he's, you know, growing every day and getting better every day, and that's all you can ask for.
To what degree do you find yourself, you know, sharing more of what you're seeing out there defensively with even just the quarterbacks based off of, you know, your different levels in your career compared to when you were in Oakland? Because I just remember how much you talked about you doing that with, you know, Andy Dalton as well in Cincy. And I'm just curious how much you find yourself even at this stage of phase three or what have you, just kind of sharing what you're seeing on the other side of the ball with your quarterbacks.
Oh, a lot. You know, because they have to learn how to play. There's certain keys and things you look for, things you have to see, you know, playing that position. And, again, I think our guys are seeing the right things. You know, if I thought they wasn't, then I would be concerned. I think all of our guys are seeing the right things. There's going to be mistakes right now. You know, we don't want the catastrophic mistakes, you know, because, again, that means we're not growing. Our guys are throwing – last time I checked, there's a bunch of touchdown passes thrown and – ball strong deep and guys catching balls and balls getting batted down. That's football. You know, defense is going to win some. Offense is going to win some. This quarterback's going to do really good in this period, and he's going to do really good in that period. What I'm going to do is get the consistency throughout our football team. That's what I'm chasing as a head coach. The competition, what we need to do each and every day, going out there, how the quarterback position leads the whole team, you know, on top of the offense, how our linebackers and our front plays on defense along with our secondary. that is a huge key to our success as we continue to move forward. That being said, I'm not excluding our offensive line, because our offensive line is the key to any of our quarterbacks playing well. And I think we all recognize and understand that. But I think those guys are getting better each and every day. The communication's good. Cam is getting more vocal. There's a lot to this. It's not just the quarterback. There's a whole part of this, and we're working on it each and every day. There's not another group, in my opinion, that is working as hard as this group collectively to be as good as they can be. And some days, it's going to look spectacular. Some days, it's not. And when it doesn't, I'm going to find a way to flip it and get it back to looking like it should be. But I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud of the work ethic. I'm proud of what they do each and every day. I'm proud of when they walk in this building, how they come in here every day ready to compete and get better. Thank you for your time.